Chapter 1. Splendor, Montana Territory, March 1871. Christina stood over the grave of her twin sister, Millicent, swatting tears from her face, mind going back to the day they'd sat in their carriage, planning to leave Kansas City. They'd been so excited, talking well into the night after solemn services for their father and stepmother. Both wanted a fresh start far away. She and her sister had mapped out their journey, including taking the stagecoach north out of Denver. It was then the lives of the three sisters changed. Millicent had taken ill within days of boarding the stage to the Montana Territory. Over the miles, she'd grown weak, until Christina made the decision to disembark in Big Pine to seek medical advice. The examination had been inconclusive and disheartening. The doctor had provided laudanum for pain, apologizing for not having a better diagnosis. Christina had understood his meaning. There was nothing that could be done. Prepare for the worst. Still, she'd prayed for her twin, begged God not to take her after losing their mother and father. He hadn't responded. Millicent had collapsed a year ago at the celebration of their friend's wedding. One moment she stood next to Christina, the next she'd crumbled to the floor of the church. Gone within seconds, leaving her devastated twin and younger sister alone. "Would you like company?" The deep, rough voice came from her friend and employer, Hex Boudreaux, one of several deputies in Splendor. She startled when he placed a hand on the small of her back, the warmth seeping through her clothes in the chilled morning air.
"It would be nice, but I'm not the best person to be around right now."
Ignoring her comment, he stared at the headstone, feeling his own sorrow at the loss of a lovely young woman.
"Millie was a beautiful person, inside and out. You were lucky to have her as a sister."
"Yes, she was."
She choked on the words, embarrassed at her lack of decorum. Placing an arm around her shoulders, Hex drew her against his side.
"It's not a crime to grieve someone you loved. Grieving helps you heal the pain, makes it a little easier to go on."
She'd tensed when first feeling his arm around her, relaxing at his words.
"You speak as if you've had experience."
"Zeke and I lost our parents years ago. It wasn't easy. I still think about them, but it gets easier as time passes."
"They would have loved Lucy,"
Christina mentioned Hex's young daughter. At 5, she was cute, precocious, and a real challenge. Tightening his grip before dropping his arm, Hex nodded.
"Yes, they would have."
"Did you know Millie's birthday is this Saturday?"
Chuckling, he nodded.
"Millie's and yours. To celebrate, Zeke and I would like to take you to supper."
Surprised warmth rolled through her at the thoughtful invitation.
"That's quite nice of you. What of the girls?"
He feigned a shiver, making Christina smile.
"I wouldn't dare celebrate your birthday without them. What do you say?"
"It sounds wonderful. Thank you."
Taking her arm, he hooked it through his.
"If you're done here, I'll walk you back to the boarding house. Luce and Cece will be out of school in a few hours."
Hex referred to her job of watching the girls between their discharge from school and when he returned home after his shift. Some days, Hex invited them to stay for supper. Most times, she'd take Cece with her to the boarding house. They'd share supper, read, then go to bed, starting the routine again the following day. It had become tiresome months ago, but she refused to quit.